the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley, along with MJ Crowder.
Jim.
And MJ, we had the longest day for the Catholic radio staff just recently. Even though we are in Indiana, there are more Catholic radio stations in Ohio. So Ohio has a Catholic Radio Association, kind of. It's a kind of a casual, loose group, but they allow interlopers from Indiana to slip across the border,
right?
Undocumented, and go to their meetings. And we really enjoyed that. It was up it is the Association of Ohio Broadcasters, but this year's meeting was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, at Ave Maria Studios.
Oh, yeah. Is that that's the same one that we visited years ago, right?
Years ago. Yeah. Same place up at Domino's Farms there.
Oh, right.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. And boy, we had a great time there. A lot of ideas. One of the best parts of the day is everybody sits around and says, well, what's your best idea? You know, what are you doing that's working or not working?
You know?
Let us know so we don't do the same thing. So we got lots of great ideas.
Are you going to give us a tidbit or
well, one of the big things that is still new enough, and it's new to us here too, but they were talking about apps and how, you know, phone apps to hear the radio where you can't otherwise hear the radio. And I thought, wow, we're so far ahead of the curve. We've had one for 2 weeks now. we really have. And it has been just about 2 weeks. But we have apps for both your Android phones and devices and your iPhone.
That's new, because during the radiothon we talked about the Android, but the iPhone was coming. So now it's here.
Absolutely. And it's so easy. You just have to go to your app store, whatever store you normally go to. Type in Catholic Radio Indy.
That's it.
It's free. And it's so easy. The very first day that we had our app available, I downloaded it on my phone just to see if it worked and everything like that. And I was the only person in the whole world that had it. And that night, my wife and I were on our way home. We stopped at a little Chinese place for some takeout. And the lady in there noticed that my wife was wearing a shirt that said Catholic Radio on it.
Right.
She said, oh, I love that station, but I can't get it so well over at my house.
Perfect.
And my wife said, you know, we have an app for that. And that lady, actually, I was lazily sitting in the car waiting for my wife to pick up the Chinese food. And that lady came out. I rolled down the window of my car and she says, how do I get that? And she was the second one.
You just never stop working. Stop evangelizing.
Absolutely. Anyhow, you can. There's also details on our website. So CatholicRadioIndy.org, or just go to your app store. It's that simple.
Wow. Okay. So Android and iPhone. God bless you. Thank you. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Father Don Tranel from the Glen Mary Home Missioners. And he's the development director. God bless you and welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, MJ. It's a privilege to be here.
Well, we caught up with Father Don, middle of June. So just almost a month ago, as a matter of fact. And actually, there's a big thing going on, 75 years of kind of an anniversary for Glen Mary Home Missioners this year. I do want to chat about that. But before we get into that, Father Don, if you could indulge us with your vocation story and kind of weave in that, if you will, where you're from, what part of the country you grew up in, how many brothers and sisters, mom and dad, tell us a little bit.
My pleasure. I grew up on a farm, actually, in northwest Illinois. Grew up in Illinois, but I was only 6 miles from Iowa and 8 miles from Wisconsin.
Oh, my. Okay.
So, arguably, I went to a Catholic high school, for example, and Catholic college in Dubuque, Iowa, even though I lived on a farm in Illinois. And I love to talk about my vocation story. I am the youngest of seven. I have three brothers and three sisters. And my sister kind of broke the ice in terms of vocations in our family, and she's a Dominican sister. She's a Sinsinawa Dominican. She was principal of Catholic schools for years, and now she's working at the headquarters there in Sinsinawa, Wisconsin. So my vocation story is a scenic one. I took the scenic route to vocation. It was analogous to the hound from heaven. I think I ran from my vocation.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure I did. But 7 years between college and seminary. And during those 7 years, you know, the good Lord had his finger on me and guided me to be a VISTA volunteer. I was a VISTA volunteer years ago. I was on food stamps and worked with low-income people. And from there, I worked for Legal Services, where I did a lot of advocacy work on behalf of the poor. And all this time, it's incredible, all this time, I felt this faint call. And for me, it wasn't a thunderbolt or a lightning strike. It was people that surrounded me, kind of little whispers, Scripture would say, that led to my vocation. I just couldn't run anymore. And I tried. 7 years later, I had did some research, and it occurred to me, here's Glenmary. Here's a community that work with low-income people and work with rural people, and it was just a hand-in-glove fit. And the rest, as they say, is history. But I think it's crucial that people run to something and not run from something. So I thank God for those 7 years I had between college and seminary, and I had so much passion, and I just knew that this was the right fit for me.
I love that you said run to something and not away, because I had a conversation a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about a young man who was in the midst and embroiled in lots of confusion in his life and some decisions to be made. And someone in the group said, maybe he ought to go to the seminary and become a priest. And it struck me, although I am rah-rah for we need lots of priests, it struck me that why would we stick someone like that in a seminary when he's got so much to work out first? So I'm glad you said that, Father. Okay, so let's talk about the Glenmary Home Missions. What struck me about this as I was reading the website, and I do want you to give that several times, is when we think of missions, Father, and listeners, I know you'll probably agree with me, we think about Africa, we think about South America, we think about any place but the United States.
That's right, and thanks for bringing that up, MJ. When we do hear the word missionary, we think oftentimes of exotic third world countries and headhunters and people gathered around a fire pot and with all kinds of things in there.
Tribal council.
Exactly,
if you will.
Exactly. And I'm here with you to say it's not that way. Glenmary Missionaries were founded in 1939. By Father William Howard Bishop. His last name was Bishop. He was not a bishop, however. And at that time, there was over 1,000 counties in the United States of America without a Catholic church.
Wow. Oh, really?
So you can relate to that if you're on vacation in out-of-the-way places and,
yes,
and you can't find a Catholic church. So that's such a need. For example, when I was first ordained in 1988, my first assignment was to South Georgia, and I'm old, but I'm not that old. At that time, there
He's
was...
He's not that old, listeners, trust me.
At that time, there was 55 counties in the state of Georgia without a Catholic church.
55. That's interesting, because I think when I think south of the Mason-Dixon line, I think the Baptists kind of take over, but 55 counties?
That's right. That was
In Georgia,
and that was in 1988 when I was sent to South Georgia.
It's pretty much all of Georgia, for pity's sake.
That number today, I think, stands at about 52, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Oh, my goodness.
So Glenmary goes to these poor and neglected regions of our country where the Catholic population is frequently less than 1%, always less than 3%. It's areas that are hard to get to, and no one else wants to go to. And we go into these communities, and in the scenarios where there's no church, the Holy Spirit and Glenmary Missioners establish a church. We develop them, and then we give them back to the care of the diocese and take on new territory. So I'm very pleased to say that Glenmary has established and given back to the local diocese well over 100 missions.
Now, where do you start on a mission like that? I mean, you identify, here's a county that doesn't have a Catholic church, and you walk in and you say, hey, I'm Father Jim, I'm here to, who do you talk to, what do you do?
Sure.
Good question, Jim. I had that privilege, and history was made on, I'll never forget it, December 3rd, 1989, Holy Mass was celebrated for the very first time in Dodge County, Georgia. Now, the question, what led up to that? How do you get there from here? We walk by faith, not by sight, but it. We did a lot of visitations. We had a lot of home masses. People need to understand there's a lot of anti-Catholic sentiment in some of these missions that we go in, but we met at the Chamber of Commerce. We had meetings. We had a goal in mind of 40. We couldn't establish a church. We wanted 40 people. So these neighborhood meetings, people were on fire, and they would visit neighbors, and they would visit inactive Catholics, and they would visit wherever we could.
So a Catholic revival, if you will.
Exactly. We did newspaper articles. We did some media work. And the people were on fire to find them.
You know, it seems to me that a church is kind of a needs-based group, if you will. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, our guest today, Father Don Tranel, he is the development director for Glenmary Home Missions. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Now you can hear Catholic Radio Indy perfectly wherever you are, right on your smartphone or mobile device. We have free apps available for iPhones, iPads, Android phones, and mobile devices. Yes, I said free. How do you get them? Well, just visit your app store and type in Catholic Radio Indy and download the free app. You can hear Catholic Radio 24 hours a day wherever you are. Oh, and did I mention the apps are free?
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Father Don Tranel. He's the development director for Glenmary Home Missioners. And we were talking about the fact that we think of missionary and we think missions and we think faraway lands, but you were actually describing that Glenmary Home Missioners, all here in the United States, all kind of in the South and Appalachia and far-flung, not far-flung places. But the question I was curious about was, it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that you were mentioning in Georgia, for instance, maybe 52 counties still without a Catholic church. Isn't it kind of needs and wants? There aren't too many Catholics, and so that's why there isn't a church. Or are there Catholics that don't have a church, and they reach out and say, hey, please send us somebody? Which situation is it?
I think it's both and. Catholics in our missions have to travel frequently over an hour to the nearest Catholic church. And then there's a pool of population whereby if there was a local church, a church that could become involved and active in, they would gravitate and become members of that church. Retired Bishop Bolin, retired Bishop of Savannah, I think sums it up best, MJ. Bishop Bolin said, Glenmary has their charism living where culturally there are very, very few Catholics. Here where you might have 50 families who have as much right to the sacraments as the persons who live in the middle of New York City or the middle of Savannah. We are a church that is obliged by the very nature of who we are to be on mission day and night to God's people, no matter where they are. And that's what we try to do. Frequently these communities are just neglected because dioceses don't have the staff. So Glenmary would go into these missions, develop them, give them back to the pastoral care of the diocese, and then take on new missions.
Now, is your mission expanding or contracting? I mean, are you constantly finding new areas to be served, or do you at the same time, you know, look and say, well, we're done here and close up shop, so to speak?
We have criteria when a mission church reaches a certain level of development that we begin communication with the diocese in terms of turning it back. For example, they have to be a very active church. We ideally like them to be financially independent before we turn them back. If Glen Mary had more priests and brothers, we would be more expanding, but we did, as recent as 3 years ago, open up three new counties in eastern Tennessee and a diocese in Knoxville.
Oh, my.
That diocese had 8 counties without a Catholic church. Glen Mary went in there and opened up 3 counties in Union County, Granger County, and Iroquois County in eastern Tennessee.
You know, Father Don, I think when our listeners hear the word mission, missionaries, they, at least I do, I think of religious people, men and women, going into an area to establish a seat and convert the, convert the pagans, if you will. So when we think of Glen Mary Home Missioners, it seems to me that you have Catholics who are in need of the sacraments and regular worship space and priests. But is there also in your mission, if you will, the idea to actively convert, or are you just offering the sacraments for Catholics that are already there?
Actively convert, not in the terms of duress, certainly not in terms of proselytization. If somebody's happy in another Christian tradition, we're just really happy for them. But in the areas that Glen Mary ministers in, about 41% of the folks are unchurched, if we define unchurched as regularly attending any organized church. So the population is there, and God has blessed us with RCIA classes over the years in the mission, so we're grateful for that.
Now, about the Glen Mary organization itself, how large is it? How many folks are involved with it? And is it growing or shrinking? I know some religious organizations have got a decreasing number of vocations. Others are blessed with an expanding number of vocations. Where do you fall on that?
Thanks for asking, Jim. We are small. We really need to pray for more vocations to Glen Mary for priesthood and brotherhood. We currently, under final oath, we have 36 priests. We have 16 brothers, and we have 9 young men in training.
Well, 9 young men in training is good. Could you tell us a little bit, if you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Father Don Tranel. He's the development director of Glen Mary Home Missioners. It's a big deal this year because 75 years is a huge milestone. I do want to talk about that in a second. But what kind of social outreach? So I'm imagining you go into an area, maybe you've received letters or requests for, give us a church, please help us. So you're establishing yourself in an area. And we have said often here on this show, on Faith in Action and through our radiothons, that most people are evangelized through actions, not through zeal, but through actions. And so what kind of social outreach or programs, what can you offer the people to entice them, if you will, and say, hey, these guys aren't so bad after all?
Yeah, it's well put. The word Christian was used for the very first time in Antioch at the time of Paul. And I'm reminded, as you speak, MJ, of that old song, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love."
Love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. But having said that, I think you're on target. In Glen Mary missions, frequently we try to address the material needs as well as the spiritual needs, because we do minister in neglected parts of our country. We have brothers, for example, who fix up low-income housing. We have frequently food banks in our missions where people know that they can come and find assistance. When I was pastor in Boonville, Arkansas, the leading employer there was Cargill Meat Processing. That plant burned to the ground, and over 800 were out of work overnight. So that was a huge opportunity for us to reach out to that community in need. And our ministerial alliance, incorporated as a 501c3 organization, and we had a one-stop center on an ecumenical level. We helped people with resumes. We gave them funds for gas to get to job interviews. It was a food bank, a clothing bank, and it was just a wonderful, actually an example of different religious faiths working together.
Now, just recently, you were in Indianapolis here, not to begin a new parish. What were you doing here in Indianapolis?
Well, thanks for asking, Jim. I had the privilege of speaking at six masses at Our Lady of the Greenwood Church in Greenwood, Indiana. And one of those masses was in Spanish, so I had to reach back and reach back and try my best to. But it's through the propagation of faith office. Every diocese, as you know, has a propagation of faith office or a mission office, they call it. And we apply to the propagation of faith office. And if we're fortunate, they give us some churches whereby we can do an appeal on behalf of Glenmary.
Okay, yeah, I know that I want to get to this before we run out of time, and it always seems to go so quickly, but this is a big year for you guys, 75 years. So what are you planning? What is there to mark? And give us a website, because I know that none of this can be done without support. Give us a website and tell us about your celebration.
Exactly, thank you. Our website is www.glenmary.org, all small case. glenmary.org. And on that website, you'll find splendid details on a myriad of things. Yeah. But the anniversary, we're really excited about it. We celebrate the Feast of North American Martyrs, which is October 19th. We don't have a Glenmary saint at this point to celebrate. Yeah, well. We're working on it. So our celebrations start on Saturday, October 18th at Xavier University in downtown Cincinnati, where we're going to have a dinner and speakers. Bishop Joseph Strickland, the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, who grew up in a Glenmary mission.
Oh my goodness.
In Atlanta, Texas, of all places. He's going to be the keynote speaker. We've invited 44 bishops. We invited the Holy Father. We invited a few cardinals.
You know, when you were talking about the priest who grew up in a Glenmary mission, we haven't talked about this, but you said you established churches, mission churches. Have you ever established a school? Because I imagine that I would be, if you're as kind and generous enough to come and send a priest or two or a couple seminarians, a school would be wonderful. So do you ever do that?
We do not, MJ. Oh, okay. We just apply our energies and talents elsewhere. When I was in Boonville, Arkansas, we did win the Best Youth Group Award in in the whole state of Arkansas.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, so the in the category of small churches. But so we rely on our religious formation program. And you know, I think all the Glenmary missionaries are the same, to the extent that they realize that the future of our missions in the youth. So we spend a lot of our resources and time and energy with youth ministry.
Now, what about the name Glenmary? Obviously, you're Catholic because you squeezed Mary in there, which is good. But where does the name Glenmary come from?
Good question, Jim. Thanks. In 1938 and 1939, our founder, Father William Howard Bishop, was looking for bishops across the country to sponsor him. He had this drive, this need to establish churches in counties that previously didn't have churches. And in Cincinnati at the time, Bishop McMickles welcomed him. And they originally built the Glenmary campus in Glendale, Ohio. Father Bishop had a tremendous devotion, you know where I'm going, to the Blessed Mother.
Okay.
Put them two together and you have Glenmary.
There you go. If you're just now tuning in, our guest today, Father Don Tranel, he's the Development Director for Glenmary Home Missioners. And we have just under 2 minutes, really a little over a minute and a half left, Father.
Oh, it goes so fast, doesn't it?
It goes so fast, it always does. So what have we not said that we're supposed to say?
Well, I think just the fact number one, thank your listeners for being with us today. I am just so impressed with the vocations that come, that are given birth to from Catholic Radio and all the wonderful things. And just realize the fact that missions are here in the United States. I encourage you to go to our website. there's not enough time to dwell into everything we should, but www.glenmary.org, and you can find your questions. We have an award-winning challenge magazine that comes out four times a year. No obligations, but if you want to see some wonderful photography of the missions, I encourage you to visit our website and just request a free copy.
It is a great website. I was surprised at how many pull downs and how we could navigate throughout it. Father, if you would indulge us with a blessing.
Oh, sure. I'm going to start, all you good listeners, with just a little passage. It's actually my favorite passage from the fifth chapter of Romans. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in the hope and glory of God. Not only that, we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that afflictions produce endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Loving and gracious God, we pray you be with all the listeners of this fine radio station. Allow them to cherish the best gift they have, the precious gift of their Catholic faith. We pray, God, let them know that they are so fortunate to be part of this larger family we call the Catholic faith. We pray you, God, bless them, keep them safe. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may the Lord's peace be with you. Be with you.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. Lord's peace be